WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station and Bryan City Councils have been asked to support a Texas A&M research proposal involving faster wireless service. Walt Magnuson, who directs A&M's Internet Technology Evaluation Center, says money to test 5G wireless service is coming from the National Science Foundation and private industry.
So it's AT&T, it's Verizon, it's Intel, it's Dell, it's a lot of the people that are making the back end equipment to really do this. Because again, they have a vested interest in making this work, but there's a whole lot of questions on how it is going to work.
Dr. Magnuson says they are asking for city assistance and input that will lead to the construction of an estimated 8 5G towers.
That would incorporate part of the engineering corridor of university in College Station. It would be kind of the north gate in the business area. In Bryan, it would encompass some of the residential areas. So what we're trying to do, again, is get a cross-representation.
Magnuson says AT&T and Verizon are projecting 5G service to become available in the next 3 to 5 years. A second Bryan resident is headed to prison for their part in a traffic-related death almost 3 years ago. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reported as part of a plea agreement with 25-year-old Anna Zuniga, she was sentenced to 4 years for manslaughter in the death of Herman Rodarte. Rodarte was a passenger in a car that went off Sandy Point Road and went through a steel pipe fence. Zuniga was sitting in the lap of the driver, who was drunk at the time of the crash. 24-year-old Eric Sanchez Zepeda reached a plea agreement earlier this month and was sentenced to 10 years for manslaughter. A train struck a disabled vehicle in downtown Bryan early yesterday morning. Then the train was struck by a vehicle driven by an accused drunk driver. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the SUV, which had a flat tire, was on 32nd, a block west of Texas.
Officer gets there. He's working that. He's talking to the people who have the car. So everybody is out of the car. We've made arrangements with the Railroad Commission letting them know that we are on the tracks, but evidently they didn't get to notify this one train in time. And the one train came through and struck the vehicle that was on the tracks, carrying that vehicle about 20 feet down the tracks.
About 1 hour later, police respond to the railroad crossing on Sims after a second SUV went under the crossing gate and struck the train. 55-year-old David Sauceda of Bryan was arrested for DWI with 3 prior convictions and failing to yield the right of way. A man who had a great impact on our community's roads and development passed away this week. Retired Brigadier General Joe Hanover spent 35 years working with the then Texas Highway Department and oversaw projects in 10 area counties. The College Station City Council declared March 21st of this year as Joe Hanover Day. He was 99. And a Galveston area family had to postpone the burial of their mother at the last minute. That's after cemetery officials found an unknown body in their family plot. The Galveston County Daily News reports the owner of Mainland Memorial Cemetery believes the unidentified body appears to have been buried before the current family purchased the property. A member of the current family, Mike Lamb, said they've had a headstone in place for decades. About 200 people were on their way to the cemetery when they learned of the problem. The mother's body was returned to the funeral home. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 56 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
There you go. Good morning. It's 610 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Sunshine and warm weather headed our way. Cold front went through, and that's led to drier conditions developing across the area. We'll have sunshine today, 80 to 85. Tonight, it's going to be clear, 60 to 65. Mostly sunny and breezy tomorrow with temperatures pretty close to 90 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, breezy, warm, 70 to 75. Friday, partial sun, breezy. There could be a shower. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball team is out after the loss to Missouri yesterday. Meanwhile, the Stros took the W over Detroit, but the Rangers weren't quite so lucky against Boston. And more than 100 medals from the Rio Olympics seem to be falling apart. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Nice. Yes, the gift that keeps on
just when they
giving.
Thought not any, you know, nothing else could go wrong.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. So, I don't know, maybe it's because we have clear skies, but it just, the sky seems brighter this morning.
Mm.
Officially, our 6:25 is our sunrise, and the 8:18 is the official sunset. But anyhow, and what's our temp now? Because it's kind of cool out
here. It is. I have 55.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. It's kind of nice.
All right.
So, somewhat strange and, I guess, uncomfortably gross moment. As a Russian man proposed to his girlfriend by hiding a ring inside his stomach wound. This guy had a friend film as his bemused partner, who is also a nurse, I guess he is too, tried to extract the jewelry. She then burst into tears after realizing the embedded object is, in fact, an engagement ring. And agrees to the proposal.
Oh, tears of joy?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. So stops to wash the ring off before putting it
just how
on.
She always imagined it would happen.
That is disgusting.
It is not known exactly how the man was injured. The local media reports say that he came up with the prank after convincing a surgeon to hide the ring inside his wound.
Do you think he got injured to carry out this proposal?
Let me just say, first thing, I'm going to get stabbed or something. The man who also presented his bride-to-be with a bouquet of roses told the local media he wanted to find a way to make his proposal unforgettable.
No, yeah.
That's a good way
good
to
job.
Do it.
However, not everybody was convinced that by his gesture after the video was uploaded to Russian social media sites. As you would expect, many people weighed in on this as calling it an unnecessary gesture. It's amazing how some people are just crazy, but nonetheless,
hey,
there you
she
go.
Said yes.
That's right, she said yes, and I'm just going. Do you think alcohol was involved at some point in this?
Probably. I think we had his friend stab him in the stomach.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. First, we do that.
Russian vodka.
Let's go from there.
We got a lot of info.
Mation. First you injure me, then we'll convince the surgeon to put the ring into the...
There were so many ways that could have gone wrong.
Well, you're right.
So
but
many
hey,
ways.
The yes is all that matters.
I guess.
And it was a success for the guy.
Well, can you imagine if she had said no?
Yeah. But well, could you sew me up at least while we're here?
Yeah.
Do that.
Take 5 Oil Change, the fastest oil change on the planet. Let Take 5 help you get your car ready for spring travel with a Castrol GTX oil change. At Take 5, you stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while their certified technicians change your oil, oil filter, check all vital fluids, adjust your tire pressure, and wash your window in just minutes. Stop by anytime for a free fluid or tire pressure check. For the location near you, visit Take5OilChange.com. Take 5 Oil Change. They change your oil, not your schedule.
All you gotta do is Take 5.
Howdy, I'm Tony Atkins.
And my name is Keith Lane, fighting Texas Aggie Class of 2005.
We're blessed to be Texans and blessed to serve our community as a Texas brand business, Rollo Insurance.
In our line of work, we see it all. Faceless corporations spend billions of dollars trying to commoditize what is very simply a people-centric business. This is where Rollo Insurance is different.
Commercial, farm and ranch, life and health, or home and auto, at Rollo Insurance, come experience what others already know. The difference is real.
Contact Rollo Insurance today at RolloInsurance.com.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. It's Wednesday. It's the 24th day of May. I mean, June's about to be here.
Yeah.
Then we'll know summertime's here. We're halfway through the year, all that stuff. Day 144, we got 221 of them to go. It's Brother's Day. So if you got one, I guess that's what you celebrate.
I got two.
Yeah, that kind of, there you go. All right. And so Bro Day. And let's see, it's also National Scavenger Hunt Day.
Okay.
I always hear about those. Don't know if I've ever been on one of those things.
Okay.
Sounds interesting.
I have.
Opportunity to, you know, just go do crazy stuff.
Right.
It's Escargot Day, if you want to do that.
Snails.
Okay. Snails.
Yeah. International Tiara Day.
Oh, okay. So,
right.
Wear your tiara.
Sure, why not?
Left mine at home.
Well, and again, just walk into the office with it on. It's your day.
Okay.
See how you get treated by that. It's also Night Baseball Day. This is the anniversary of the first night baseball game that took place. All right, and got some birthdays.
Some birthdays here. Every bit of Texan in me wants to pronounce this guy's name a certain way. I don't know if it's right. Chelsea, you're going to have to help me out here.
Okay.
Because he's a Dancing with the Stars guy. His name, I would say Mark Bias.
Your guess is as good as mine.
B-A-L-L-A-S.
Sure, okay. Why not?
He's 31. He's from Dancing with the Stars.
All right.
Okay. Will Sasso's 42. He's from Mad TV, of course, and played Curly in the Three Stooges movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's apparently a sequel coming out, too.
I was hoping so.
I don't know why, but yeah. John C. Reilly is going to be is 52 today.
Okay.
He's funny. I like him in a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Rich Rodriguez. Football coach from University of Michigan.
Oh, sure.
54. Mm-hmm. Kristen Scott Thomas is 57. She was in movies like Gosford Park and Life is a House.
Okay.
Roseanne Cash, Johnny's daughter.
Yeah, I like her.
She's 62. Mm-hmm. Alfred Molina is 64. He's been in a lot of
He does a lot of stuff. He really does.
Yeah, and very good, too. Yep. Very good. Let's see. James Cosmo is 69. He plays Lord Mormont on Soap Opera with Swords.
Sure.
Okay.
Priscilla Presley is 72.
Mm.
Elvis's ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Patti LaBelle is 73.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Is it Gary Berghoff?
Berghoff.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's what I thought. He's 74. That was Radar from MASH.
Actually, the only person who was in the movie and the television show.
Oh okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Dylan.
Oh.
He's 76 today.
Yeah, okay.
And
did he ever do that concert he was supposed to do?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think we might have heard about it. If so, I think he just quietly didn't.
Okay, yeah.
And Tommy Chong
is
79 today.
Good for him. Okay. Mm-hmm. State police have charged a 61-year-old New York woman with causing more than $350,000 in damage to artwork, antiques, and other personal property at her ex's house.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anna Rockman, Elmont, Long Island, charged Monday after surrendering to state police. Say back in August of 2015, so it's been a while. They started investigating a burglary and the destruction of items in the home just outside Woodstock, New York. Troopers say somebody had forced their way into the house, damaged expensive artwork, antiques, electronics, appliances, yada, yada, yada. Authorities say that the home is owned by Anna's ex. She was arraigned in Woodstock, freed on $5,000 bond. Message left by her at her attorney's office was not returned.
How many months go by when you think you just might have gotten away with it?
Yeah. Help Wanted.com. salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, have you been stealing lunches out of the fridge and posting reviews online?
Finishing one right now, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Hey, is that my lunch?
Yep, today's meatballs were very dry.
My wife made those.
1 star out of 5, would not steal again.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more Employees of the Month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
There's evil today that would go into an arena in Manchester in England and try and kill young girls anywhere between, I guess, 5 and 18, targeting them with the most despicable shrapnel put in a bomb that when we played it last night, I could not believe how strong that bomb sounded.
What's going on?
Oh my God. Now I say this is that I hope and I pray that we have a new resolve and we understand, listen, I don't care what your politics are. I don't care what your views in life are. But you certainly have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness any way you choose.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best, simplest way possible. Brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. Blinds.com was able to transform every room in my house. It doesn't break the bank. You always get free online design consultation, free samples, free shipping. Their prices, unbeatable. Plus, if you accidentally mismeasure, pick the wrong color, they'll remake your blinds for free. Now, through May the 24th, save 40% off on select brands of Blinds.com, plus an additional 5% when you use the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. Economists say minutes of the Fed's May meeting to be released this afternoon should remove lingering doubts about the central bank's plans to push through another interest rate hike at its policy meeting in June. Economists in recent days have walked back a little ways from their absolute certainty of a rate hike, but many expect the minutes to shore that up. Saudi Arabia is pushing OPEC and other big producers to extend crude production cuts for another 9 months to give a boost to the coming IPO of Saudi Arabian oil company known as Aramco. The Wall Street Journal says the initial offering of 5% of the company is being timed for some time in 2018 and has been billed as the biggest ever. Fox News Channel isn't used to losing its cable news rivals, but it was beaten last week by MSNBC. In a more youthful demographic prized by advertisers, Fox finished third to MSNBC and CNN for the first time in 17 years. Fox is trying to establish a new primetime lineup following Bill O'Reilly's firing. On Wall Street, futures a bit higher. And that's your money now.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Don't miss a Memorial Day sales event this weekend at College Station Ford Lincoln. Like a new 2017 F-150 for 40% off. 40% off is back on F-150s at College Station Ford. Trade specialists are also on hand to make sure you get maximum value for your trade before summer. Plus, new Ford Super Duties and Ford Expeditions are 12 grand off. F-250s, 350s, and Expeditions are 12 grand off. Ford even has special first responder incentives this month, like $1,000 bonus cash on several Ford models. So let's recap. 12 grand off 2017 F-250s and 350s, 12 grand off Expeditions, or 40% off 2017 F-150s. You can even take advantage of 0% for 60 months on most of our new Fords in stock, or no payments until August. College Station Ford is open Memorial Day with huge savings on all trucks, all SUVs, and all cars. 40% off F-150s only at College Station Ford.
So it's Wednesday, it's hump day, it might be feeling like a long week for you, but if it is, just remember luck comes in all different forms, just like it did for this lady. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Well, if you buy a ring at a flea market, usually the best case scenario is that it doesn't turn your finger green, right? Well, this woman's story just redefined that best case scenario. A woman in London, England paid $15 for a costume jewelry ring at a flea market about 30 years ago. She liked how it looked, and so she wore it all the time. But earlier this year, a jeweler saw it and told her she should have it appraised because it looked real. So she took it to an appraiser, they checked it out, and yeah, it turned out to be an actual diamond ring. The quote-unquote costume jewel was actually a 26.67 carat diamond that's worth approximately $450,000. It's going to be auctioned off on June 7th. So, if you're feeling a little unlucky today, maybe like things aren't really going your way, just remember, at any time, your luck could take a turn for the better, just like this lady. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Hi, I'm Teresa Hernandez.
And I'm Barbie Springer.
At Brenham National Bank, we have the best customers in town.
To show our thanks, please join us for lunch at our annual Customer Appreciation Day on Friday, June 16th from 11 to 2.
We're located at the corner of Earl Rudder Freeway and Southwest Parkway in College Station. If you don't know Brenham National Bank,
come meet our friendly staff and see why we're the best in town.
That's June 16th. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun.
Member FDIC.
We Texans love to show our pride. This Father's Day, show Dad how much you love him with a gift from the Texas Trading Post. Any Texas dad would love our Texas barbecue spatulas, flag aprons, cufflinks, flag ties, money clips, and flag fishing shirts. We Texans can never overdo it. TXTraders.com is your local online store for everything Texas. Voted best online store in the Brazos Valley, the Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. Click TXTraders.com.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, let's check some weather. It's sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Day to day is going to be all right. We got sunshine, actually, probably all the way through the weekend. Look for a high temperature today, about 82 or so, and winds out of the northwest, so should feel pretty nice at about 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, we're going to be near 90 degrees. Winds gusting up out of the south at about 20 miles an hour. Continue to have kind of windy conditions as we move on through the weekend. And we'll have high temperatures of about 91 on Friday. Saturday, we're looking at 95 for a high temperature. And then on Sunday, we have a high temperature of 90. So enjoy today. It ought to be very, very pleasant. We've got sunshine right now. Winds out of the northwest. 87% relative humidity. Fair skies and 55.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company. More than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Most of us don't realize it, but we all have a preference in how our food is presented on a plate, and it influences how much we eat. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Whether you know it or not, you have a preference for how your food is presented on a plate.
American adults, for instance, prefer to have the main course right in the front center of the plate, and then we also prefer to have the vegetable on the left. And that ends up being almost a nationwide preference for most North Americans.
Food psychologist Brian Wansink, author of the book Slim by Design, says, interestingly, children like their food plated differently.
Instead of liking the main course right in front, like we do as adults, they really, really like the main course on the right-hand side of the plate. They like the vegetables at the top, and then whatever is sweetest on the plate in the front center. And we found that simply by slightly changing the way we plated things for kids, we can get the kid to eat more of the healthy stuff.
When serving kids food, it's often better to split it up. So instead of one big pile of peas, split it into two.
But what we also found is that kids didn't like food that was mixed together, and some of them didn't even like food that was touching. So like if the peas were touching the mashed potatoes, not interested.
And the reason for that may be somewhat evolutionary.
Because, you know, if you ate a big batch of six different ingredients and you really got sick, you'd be turned off toward all six of those foods because you wouldn't know which of the ones actually made you sick. So there's actually probably some evolutionary rationale.
Tomorrow, how the color of your plate affects how much you eat. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Less than 3 months in a new job, former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace is dealing with a tragedy. Now the superintendent in Kirbyville, north of Beaumont, KFDM Television reports 1 hour after the Kirbyville High School principal gave Wallace his resignation, the principal committed suicide. Kirbyville's police chief told KFDM that Dennis Reeves shot himself yesterday in his pickup, which was parked at the high school. There were no classes as the district began summer break this week. A Bryan woman who admitted this week to her part in a deadly drunk driving crash nearly 3 years ago has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. 25-year-old Anna Zuniga, who was convicted of manslaughter, reached a plea agreement with the district attorney's office. She was accused of reckless conduct by consuming alcohol, then sitting in the lap of the driver, whose blood alcohol level was almost three times the legal limit. At the time of the crash on Sandy Point Road, another passenger, Herman Rodarte, was killed. The driver, 24-year-old Eric Sanchez Zepeda of Bryan, reached a plea agreement earlier this month and was sentenced to 10 years. Two SUVs were damaged by a train in downtown Bryan early yesterday morning. First, a vehicle with a flat tire that was stopped on 32nd Street, a block west of Texas, was struck by a train engine and pushed about 20 feet. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the Railroad Commission was notified, but the train engineer was apparently not notified. No one was in the disabled vehicle when it was struck.
During this investigation, because now the train is stopped on the tracks, they're having to send their investigators down to investigate the train operator and, you know, do their standard operating procedures. Almost a little over an hour later, we get a call of a major accident at Sims at the railroad track. And evidently a vehicle had gone under the railroad arm, the crossing arm, and struck the parked train.
55-year-old David Sauceda of Bryan was arrested for DWI with three prior convictions and failing to yield the right of way. In the next 3 to 5 years, we could be offered 5G wireless service. Before then, private industry and the National Science Foundation is investing $400 million in research money. $80 million is going to four communities. A team from Texas A&M that is pursuing one of four $20 million grants to test 5G was before the Bryan and College Station City Councils this month. Walt Magnuson, who directs A&M's Internet Technology Evaluation Center, asked for city assistance and input that will lead to the construction of an estimated 8 5G towers.
This is an area that's about 5.5 square miles, which is about what they want the test bed to be. So that would incorporate part of the engineering corridor of University and College Station. It would be kind of the North Gate in the business area. And Bryan, it would encompass some of the residential areas.
Dr. Magnuson says the research includes technology requiring faster data speeds.
Autonomous vehicles are supposed to be heavily dependent upon 5G technology. Energy and smart grids, getting it into the point that you have the ability to provide control of devices and control of appliances within residence to really do load balancing and keep everyone's costs down. Public safety, wearables, drones, 3D imaging, remote health monitoring.
Magnuson believes getting a grant will also spur economic development from other companies and do their own research and possibly locate here permanently. Retired Brigadier General Joe Hanover died on Monday. He was 99. After serving in World War II, he returned to Bryan College Station to begin a 35-year career with the then Texas Highway Department. Changes during his tenure included improvements to University Drive that changed Texas A&M's West Campus. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 Thursday at Hillier Funeral Home. A second visitation will be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Friday at First United Methodist Church of Bryan. Services will begin at 11 a.m. Burial will be in Wheelock Cemetery. Proposed state legislation to end food shaming in public schools has been resurrected with the goal to ensure no child goes hungry when their school lunch account falls below zero.
The fight to stop food shaming seemed to end on what's now being referred to as the Mother's Day Massacre when Freedom Caucus members killed hundreds of bills in the protest. State Representative Helen Giddings authored it.
We have received hundreds of emails, letters, tweets, and calls to our office.
This led Giddings to Feeding Texas CEO Celia Cole.
We are launching feedingtexas.org/schools, a donation webpage where people who are concerned about this problem and want to help can commit their resources.
Food shaming language has also been added to three different bills. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Look out for law enforcement officers on the run this afternoon. It's the annual visit of Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run. Starting at 3 p.m., officers will leave Texas Roadhouse on University on their way to Brenham. Their final destination is the University of Texas at Arlington, the site of the Special Olympics State Games. While in town, the delegation will be receiving a check for $29,000, which was collected during the local Tip a Cop fundraiser at Roadhouse. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 56 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. Saturday, May 27th features Def Legend with guests Infinite Journey and Trio Grand. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 27th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more information, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
Good morning, 639 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check and weather, it's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
A cold front had a chance to move through. That brings drier weather to the region and a return to sunshine for a change today. Highs will be 80 to 85 with clear overnight 60 to 65. Mostly sunny, breezy, and quite warm tomorrow. Highs near 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, breezy, mild, 70 to 75. Partly sunny, breezy, maybe a stray shower for Friday. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the SEC tournament is over for the Aggie baseball team due to their loss at the hands of Missouri yesterday. Meanwhile, the NFL owners made a few changes in Chicago yesterday. We'll take a look at those. And in the NBA playoffs, the Cavs went up 3-1 with their win over Boston last night. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Trump administration, we mentioned this yesterday, the Trump administration was going to roll their budget out. They rolled it out. It must be a pretty good budget because everybody hates it. You know, you're taking money away from me, and it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. And, of course, that's the whole idea, is to make sure that they bring money home to us. Oh, yeah, I know, we got to pay for it, but we're not supposed to think about that.
Right.
So there are things that everybody doesn't like. You might have missed some of this. Did you know that, in fact, the Trump budget calls for closing military bases starting in 2021?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, they're talking about spending more money in the Defense Department, but the military bases, they want to make some changes there.
Interesting.
For a number of years, Republicans have pushed to reduce the amount of money that the feds put into public broadcasting, and the president's plan will do away with almost all of the $484 million being spent this year on such activities, leaving $30 million basically to start turning the lights off. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's very interesting because what they're saying is it's up to corporate sponsors and foundations and members themselves to now keep this thing going. And so we'll see how that works.
Which, I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No,
to
it's not.
Save the rest of us all some money.
Let's find out if the market, that's what the market wants. And again, he's closing military bases too, so you can't say that he's, you know, not trying to balance that.
They make it out to try to sound like, you know, he's at war with Big Bird.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the fact of the matter is that if he really was this despot that they make him out to be, then wouldn't he want a government-owned and
sure.
run television station?
So that it would talk the way that he wanted it
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Yeah. Come on.
Okay, so it's really interesting. This is Chit Chat Wednesday. We'll talk to Congressman Flores in a little while. It's really unusual how when you have a program that is supposed to get X amount of an increase every year, and instead you decide to do Y. In other words, we were going to have a 4% increase, now we're going to have a 3% increase. Well, politicians call that a cut. Well, that's not a cut. You're going to spend more money than you were last year. It's just not as much as you said you were going to.
Right.
So, and a perfect example, this is Medicaid. Medicaid basically is going up 6% a year. Inflation is 3% a year. You can't go up twice as much or three times as much of inflation as inflation and expect this thing to continue to be able to happen.
Yeah. Right.
Medicaid costs a lot of money. Let's see. There are real cuts that will happen in the Centers for Disease Control and also the National Institutes of Health. Farm country is not pleased with Trump either. Okay. We'll see. Once again, you got the military mad. You got the NPR people mad. You got the farmers mad. Sounds like everybody hates it. So it's probably a good budget.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know, if everybody's
if you're cutting from everyone,
yeah, that mm-hmm. they hate. So mm-hmm. anyway,
because overall, it saves us all money.
That's
so.
Basically. I think that's
the hope.
I think that's probably right. Let's see what else. The president scheduled to meet with Pope Francis today. I mean, it's kind of interesting. Going to Saudi Arabia, He speaks to the Muslim nations. He's speaking to the Pope. I mean, he's over there trying to touch all the bases.
Oh,
I
yeah,
think.
For sure.
So we appreciate that. All right, well, let's turn our attention to Austin, because it's almost time for the legislature to be over,
mm-hmm.
which means, of course, it's time to make sure that we don't know what the hell they're doing, okay? They have now killed ethics legislation without leaving any fingerprints. How did that happen? Yeah, they killed that legislation, and we don't know how it happened. How did? Aren't we supposed to know that? Now, again, I kind of like the idea of ethics legislation. I think it sounds good,
mm-hmm.
but when the elected officials don't want to pass it, that kind of makes me wonder a little bit. What's the deal? What's going on? It was Senate Bill 502, last seen leaving the House General Investigation and Ethics Committee on its way to the mysterious House Calendars Committee. It checked out of the first committee and never checked into the second. It kind of was like a boat in the Bermuda Triangle, is what Texas Tribune called it. It
wow.
was here, then it was supposed to be here, but it never showed up. How did that? Did somebody drop it accidentally in a hallway? Mm. Is it somewhere in the Capitol and they just didn't pick it up and bring it to where it was supposed to be?
And then the janitor just swept it up. And it's all been, you know,
it's thrown away.
Wiped their face with it after lunch and then was like, oh no, whoops.
That's right. It's all gone. Well, and then they also did a little fact-checking over at the Texas Tribune. Dan Patrick, of course, once again, there are real things that need to be done, but Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor, had his must-pass group. And among that was what he said was legislation that would be a $20,000 savings for the average homeowner every year.
Okay.
Well, that's Senate Bill 2, which mm-hmm. is authored by Senator Paul Bettencourt. As one of two measures, along with the Texas-backed proposal barring local governments and school districts from letting transgendered students use bathrooms of choice.
Mm.
Put all that together. That was Dan Patrick's must-pass package right there. But, well, we basically, what he meant was that we would cumulatively save $20,000 over the next 20 years or so.
Oh. Well,
that's not the same as $20,000 a year.
That's a little
right.
different.
Yeah, but I mean, if you actually press him for accuracy, oh, okay, well, he didn't mean it that way.
You can't expect me to be accurate with this stuff.
Right. Anyway, and we'll talk to John Rainey today to find out more about what's going on over there. Because once again, the Senate, I think the Senate was working until midnight last night to go ahead and...
Yeah, there were a couple things that were voted on right around 1 a.m.
Yeah, that was that transparency thing. Because
mm-hmm.
they don't necessarily want... Well, they don't want open records bills for us. They don't want us to be able to see what's going on. But, yeah, transparency in government.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once again, and it's not like we're any different. See, that's the deal. It's not any different in Austin now than it is in Washington.
True.
Yep.
All right, 647.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office. Man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Keep the pruning shears handy. There are plants that need your attention. Just when you think it's safe to put the shears away for a few months in the summer, some of your plants call out for help. I have some of the most critical guidelines of summer pruning. I'll be back with details right after this message. Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf's two-way formula controls both surface and soil insects in just 24 hours and for up to 3 months. Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf kills the most common lawn pests. That includes ants, fleas, ticks, grubs, and other listed insects. This product can be used on lawns, ground covers, flowers, roses, trees, shrubs, and along building foundations. Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf comes in 10-pound and 20-pound granules, 32-ounce ready-to-spray, and 40-ounce concentrate. Always read and follow label instructions. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Get control of those lawn insects with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf. More information at Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R, BayerAdvanced.com. The most important suggestion I can give you in pruning shrubs in the summer is that you avoid formal shearing. That advice goes year-round. Once you get into that rut, it takes work days every year just to keep the plants perfectly rounded, squared, or whatever unnatural shape you've selected. You want to choose a plant that meets the space and shape needs of its surroundings and then let it grow along to its genetic predisposition. Even our best shrubs, however, will need a little attention now and then. Use hand shears or loppers to cut each branch independently. That will prevent the highly sculpted look that you get from hedge shears. Trim away only the twigs and branches that cause the plant to be misshapen. Eleagnus and abelias are classic examples. Both have fairly normal rounded shapes, but each produces long, straight fishing poles that extend far beyond the body canopy of the shrub. By midsummer, both shrubs can be very untidy. Remove those long canes by clipping them off back into the main bodies of the shrubs. Other evergreen shrubs will need less attention, but even there you may need to remove a few branches that keep the plants from looking maintained. Crepe myrtles present their own special needs. Remove the spent flower heads immediately after the last petals have fallen. You don't want the plants to go to seed. Cut back into vegetative portions to encourage new growth and subsequent flowering. If your crepe myrtles are trained tree form, and if they're putting out basal sprouts that threaten them to return to shrub form plants, you can remove those stems flush with the ground right away. Bush roses also need to be trimmed during the summer. While major shaping is usually done in mid to early February, you should trim off all the small summer flowers as the petals fall. Prune to the second or third five-leaflet leaf, always just above an outward-facing bud. Sometime in early August, you'll want to trim the plants back by one-third to stimulate strong regrowth and bloom in early fall. Then how about pruning shade trees? Most major pruning of shade trees is best left for the winter dormant period when sap activity is slowest. However, if you have big limbs or casting excessive shade on the turf below, remove them now. If you have dead branches, you can remove them now. You can actually prune oaks during the hottest part of the summer because the oak wilt mats are not active in the summer. New trees may need a little bit of special pruning to keep their growth on track. You need to shape and train trees like Chinese pistachios and others that tend to have erratic branching initially. I'm Neil Sperry, and bubbling beauties will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Hope you'll join us. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Well, momentum swung when Missouri's Robbie Glendinning hit a grand slam in the fourth inning, and the number 25 A&M baseball team was unable to respond in a 12-7 loss to the Tigers in an elimination game at the SEC tournament. Hunter Coleman paced the Aggies at the plate, going 2-for-3 with 3 runs and 1 double. Cam Blake batted 2-for-4 with 1 walk and 3 RBIs. Braden Shoemake and Blake Kopetsky each added 2 hits. The Aggs now await to hear their NCAA championship fate with Monday's selection show slated for 11 a.m. In A&M track and field, a key agenda item for Aggie athletes during the NCAA West preliminary rounds this weekend at Myers Stadium will focus on a single goal, advancing through the rounds and qualifying among the top 12 to secure a place in the NCAA championships field, which will be held in Eugene, Oregon in June. Here's Coach Pat Henry.
We're prepared. We're ready to go, both men and women. And once again, I really look forward to this meet. This is one of the first ones that I really, really look forward to seeing who we are.
Among its 52 entries, which is evenly divided by 26 for the number 1 Aggie men and 26 for the number 5 Aggie women, Texas A&M has 29 entrants who are seated among the top 12 amid the NCAA West region heading into action this weekend in the preliminary rounds, which get underway beginning tomorrow. In Major League Baseball,
and here comes the pitch. Swung on and drilled to right field. Line drive, Mazzara toward the line, and it's off his glove as he tries to make a shoestring catch. One run is home. And 2 runs are home on what will go as a double for Pedroia.
Red Sox with a four-run lead. It's 7-3.
Dustin Pedroia had a two-run double during a four-run sixth inning. Xander Bogaerts had three hits and three RBIs, and the Boston Red Sox beat the Texas Rangers 11-6 last night. Rick Porcello won for just the second time at home, despite allowing 11 hits and 6 2/3 innings. The Rangers face the Sox in Game 2 tonight in Boston. First pitch is scheduled for 6:10 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Houston, Juan Centeno homered in his Houston debut, and Yuli Gurriel also connected, helping the Astros to a 6-2 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Here's skip A.J. Hinch.
You know, our team has a good methodical approach to getting through the game and trying to get base runners on. You know, I keep track of how many innings that we get base runners on, and it seems like every night it's 6 or 7 innings a night where we get some form of activity on the bases. We keep doing that. We're going to score runs.
Centeno later singled and scored as he filled in for catcher Brian McCann, who was on the 7-day concussion list. Game 4 with the Tigers is tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. In the NFL, owners announced a few changes during their meeting in Chicago yesterday, including the reduction of overtime from 15 to 10 minutes. The league gave the 2021 Super Bowl to Tampa Bay and announced that Los Angeles will host the event in 2022. The NFL is also cutting back on excessive celebration penalties. In the NBA, Kyrie Irving poured in 42 points, and the Cleveland Cavaliers took a 3-1 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals by downing Boston 112-99. The Cavs trailed by 10 at halftime before outscoring the Celtics 40-23 in the third quarter, with Irving contributing 19 points in less than 5 minutes. LeBron James had 34 points for the Cavaliers, who are one win away from their third straight NBA final series with Golden State. Game 5 is tomorrow in Boston at 7:30 p.m. And more than 100 medal winners from the Rio Olympics say those medals are damaged. Beach volleyball star Carrie Walsh Jennings says her bronze medal from last summer is flaking and rusting. A spokesman for the Rio Games says officials have noted problems with the covering on 6-7% of the medals. The IOC and Rio organizers plan to replace them with new ones. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos Counties, or online at wctractor.com.
Don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at Brazos Valley Imports on Highway 6 at Briarcrest. Now through Monday, everything is on sale. 50 vehicles will be sold between now and Monday at ridiculously low prices and payments, like a Volkswagen Jetta for just $14,995 or lease one for just $159 a month. What? A $159 a month payment on a new Jetta, or you can buy one for less than $15,000. Plus get $5,000 off Hyundai Tucson, $7,000 off Hyundai Santa Fe Sports, and $9,000 off Hyundai Sonatas. Brazos Valley Imports has a car for everyone, and they're all on sale this weekend. Get a well-equipped BMW 3 Series or X1 for just $299 a month. A luxurious BMW for less than $300 a month. Plus a Mazda CX-5 SUV starts at just $19,000. It's the huge Memorial Day sales event at Brazos Valley Imports. 50 vehicles must be sold by Monday, and the savings will be huge. So come see us on Highway 6 at Briarcrest. BrazosValleyImports.com.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
This is Tony Morelos at W.E. Gibson Insurance. Like most consumers, I do a lot of research online before I decide to buy a product. But insurance policies are complex legal contracts, and the differences among them can be dramatic. If you make a mistake buying a frying pan on Amazon, you might be out $25. But if you make a mistake buying the wrong kind of insurance online, you could lose everything you own. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we want to help you not make mistakes buying insurance, whether it be personal or business insurance. insurance. Our knowledgeable agents can guide you through the complicated process of buying insurance so that you will feel comfortable that you're getting the best product at the best price. Give us a call at 694-1555 in College Station or 825-6565 in Navasota. I think you will discover why so many others trust W.E. Gibson Insurance for their insurance needs.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
Good morning, about a minute till News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Okay, so the Rio Olympic people said they are aware that there might be a problem with a small percentage of the medals. Is that basically
right? Yes.
So it means that probably somebody ahead of time knew that there might be a problem.
Cross your fingers.
Yeah, and they were hoping that nobody would notice when they start chipping. Sure. Makes absolute sense.
Yeah, they're never going to show that to anybody, if you win a medal at the Olympics.
One more reason why we don't need to be doing the Olympic type thing.
Yeah.
Hey, a college student in Alabama on a mission to mow lawns in all 50 states. I think it's been done before. But anyway,
okay.
Rodney Smith.
So cool.
He's managed to mow 17 lawns in 17 states so far. His most recent mowing job was Monday in Washington State. Next, he'll head to Idaho. We'll keep up to date on that.
Cool.
So that we'll know. And he has, in fact, founded a nonprofit company called Raising Men Lawn Care Service. So see how that works out. All right. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Brian, 56. 56-